Let me welcome in my guest, Dr. Michael Barbieri. He's with the Global Intelligence Consultants. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate your time. You know, I had a local superintendent, Dr. Dubray, on earlier from Fort Zumwalt, talking about what they may be considering in terms of immediately taking steps to harden their schools. He said that there had been some discussions about metal detectors, and he talked about the cost of that and all that, and didn't act like cost would be an issue. You've consulted with school districts on what steps they need to take over the years. What's been your reaction to how quickly or slowly they react to these things?
Well, Mark, unfortunately, when we do the threat assessments for some of the schools, we always come back to do a follow-up, and we find that some of the most minuscule tasks that we've asked them to complete have never even been started.
Wow.
And I do agree with magnetometers. I think they should be in all schools. I mean, look, we go into airports, we walk through them. We go into City Hall, we walk through them. We go through our courts, we walk through them. So why not put them in our schools?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me. I assume that you've recommended that before?
Oh, yes. And that's the very first thing I recommend. I recommend a central area for processing students to come into the building and the same way going out of the building with a magnetometer and, either a school officer or civil security personnel that are armed, by the way, to make sure that nothing takes place.
Yeah, and you know, somebody pointed out the difficulty there if you put, let's say, six or seven of these magnetometers into the front of a school, slows down kids coming in the morning. You have to have a personnel standing by each one in case it goes off, it's a false positive or something like that. There are going to be costs associated with this, and I think a lot of districts have used that as an excuse not to do it, besides the optics.
Exactly right, but you know, there are magnetometers that can be built into the framework of the entranceway, so you really don't even see them. We have a company here in St. Louis that does that also, so we suggest that if they're worried about the optics. But the other thing is this. Are we concerned about whether or not it takes a little bit longer for our children to get into school, or are we concerned about somebody coming in that door and shooting 15 or 20 of our kids?
Yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't take much to move a mouth, Mark, and that's what I always tell these guys. Everybody's talking about things, but no one is stepping up to the plate and actually doing something about it.
They need to do it. I'm talking to Michael Barbieri. He's an executive consultant with Global Intelligence Consultants who's gone in and done threat assessments at these buildings. Michael, let me assume that we made you a king for a day and you could institute these changes at school districts across America. What is the first thing you'd recommend they do?
Magnetometers on all entrances to all the schools. The second thing I recommend is that we have armed police officers or armed security in the school at all times. Those will be the first two most positive things you could ever do to keep somebody from walking into that school with a shotgun under their shirt or under their coat and a pistol stuck in their belt or behind their back. With it concealed. So these are the things that really stop shooters. You know, shooters, most of the time are cowards. They come in, they shoot everybody. Then when they're confronted by the police, they put down their weapon and they want to, you know, give up. So, you know, these are not soldiers. These are cowards. And there's something mentally wrong with them. I agree with most of the experts that something has gone awry with their mentality. But all of these things are preventable if you take the proper steps to prevent it. If the administrators and the teachers start to see someone who is stressed out, start to see somebody who bullies other people, start to see somebody who is violent and has violent behavior, well, these are things that need to be reported. So it's not just a physical thing, Mark, that where we have magnetometers, we have guards. It's the social aspect of what's going on in the schools that I don't think teachers or administrators are paying much attention to. If they are paying attention to it, they're afraid to make some, you know, to make some suggestions.
Because they don't want to ostracize anyone or seem like they're picking on someone. And, you know, I think we've just got to get off the can and get something done here. I'm so frustrated with the lack of effort. This should have started after Columbine, and instead here we are all these years later, and all the group of folks in this country want to do is point the blame at an inanimate object. There's a reason the federal courthouse down here doesn't have people trying to break in and shoot it up all the time.
That's exactly right, because if they decide to go in there to try and shoot it up, they're not going to make it out alive.
Right.
That's the first thing. You know, all we really truly need to do is take a look at Israel, right? There's no shootings at any Israeli airports. There's no shootings at any Israeli schools. These people have learned the proper methods of defense. And sooner or later, we're going to have to adapt some of those measures to help prevent our children from being killed in a school.
Yeah, and in Israel, I would also point out at their airports that people think profiling is a dirty word, but the minute you land in Israel or you drive up to the airport, somebody's probably looking you over to see if you fit any of the criteria they have for a potential threat.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Mark. Yeah. You know, I go in and out of Israel quite regularly on executive protection details, and when you drive up to the parking lot and you open the trunk, and you happen to look around, there's two or three people that are standing there. Some of them may say to you, you mind if you open your luggage? Because they're going to look at your luggage before you even get into the building. So that's, you know, you talk about prevention. I mean, this is the best way to prevent anybody from walking into a crowded airport and exploding, materials and killing 15 or 20 people. Because if you can't get into the airport, you're not going to hurt too many people.
It's a great point. Michael, is your organization Global Intelligence, are you still doing threat assessments for local schools?
Well, interestingly enough, that's kind of died off. It's a costly thing. It's about $3,000 to $4,000 to do a threat assessment. And like I said before, you know, when we come back and we ask why these things haven't been done, it's almost an embarrassment to the administration. You know, well, you know, we haven't gotten around to it, or, well, we have a budget issue. And there's always reasons why they can't do things instead of just taking an initial step like placing a lock on a door or making sure a entranceway to the administrative office is locked or there's a camera there so we can at least see who's trying to get into the building. So, I mean, there's one excuse after another. But I look for this to increase. I really do, Mark, because of all of what's really going on around the country with regards to these school shootings.
Yeah, I hope so. We're talking to Dr. Michael Barbieri. I'll direct people to your website, globalintelconsultants.com. Michael, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Have a great holiday weekend. Appreciate you giving us some time this morning. Yeah, right there it is, folks. He's looked at these problems, and he's gone back a year or two later to find out what they've implemented, and the bottom line is not enough. He's reached the same conclusion I have. I love it when I talk to smart people who agree with me. You know what I'm saying?
It's refreshing.